We are now going to move to LD 402, an act to move the Natural Areas Program from the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, and to amend the law governing administration of the Bureau of Resource Management within the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, did you read the title? Because that
I did, in
okay,
fact, read
thank
the
you.
title.
That,
the very,
that
very
basically,
short title.
Yeah, it
Yes.
summarizes the bill. So the Molly's handing out a packet. So the top sheet is my bill analysis. And, you know, as you can see, it's a pretty lengthy bill. So I guess I would treat page one as sort of a table of contents. And on the back are some of the suggested amendments. And what I've attached to the bill analysis is a markup of the bill, so it hopefully is somewhat helpful to you in providing some context of what's being moved where. Also attached to the bill, which is marked up, are the sections of law that have been repealed, and I'll just try to quickly go through this, but I do think it's worth going through the entire bill. So let's see, get organized here. So sections one and two change the name of the Division of Geology, Natural Areas, and Coastal Resources to strike natural areas from part two of Title 12. So Title 12, there are kind of three distinct parts to it. There's what I would call the conservation and forestry part, and then there's the inland fisheries and wildlife part, and then marine resources. So it's striking from the ACF part, if you will, the term natural areas. And then sections 3, 4, and 5 repeal the Natural Areas Program and the Natural Areas Conservation Fund in the ACF portion of Title 12. So I've attached the what is being repealed. So Section 3 repeals Title 12, Section 544, which is the Natural Areas Program, which currently resides in the Department of ACF. Section 4 repeals Title 12, Section 544B, which relates to responsibilities of the Commissioner of ACF. And then Section 5 of the bill repeals Section 544C of Title 12, which is the fund affiliated with the Natural Areas Program. Section 7, 8, and 9 amend definitions. And now we're going into Part 13 of Title 12, which is the inland fisheries and wildlife part. Section 10 amends the Bureau of Resource Management statutes in Chapter 903, which is under the Department of IF&W. Sections 11, 12, and 13 amend Subchapter 2, which relates to the Commissioner of IF&W's powers and duties. Section 14 is definitely one of the cornerstones of this bill. It establishes the Natural Areas Conservation Fund within the Department of IF&W. Sections 15, 16, and 17 amend Subchapter 6 in Title 12 relating to the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund. And I can, as you can see in my markup of the bill, which is page 4, Section 15 of the bill, I know it's hard to keep track. We're talking about many sections here, sections of Title 12, sections of the bill. But Section 15 of the bill is repealed, and I've attached to you, it's Section 15 repeals Section 10301 under Title 12, Subsection 3, and that just repeals the fact that the coordinator of the Natural Areas Program means the person appointed by the Commissioner of ACF to be responsible for coordinating that program. Obviously, if they're moving it to IF&W, that no longer makes sense. Section 16 of the bill amends the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund Board. So instead of referring to the coordinator of the Natural Areas Program, it refers to the commissioner of, it adds the commissioner of marine resources. As you can see in my little notes in the margin, KSN suggested amendment. We usually refer, this is really minor technical, but it wouldn't be the commissioner of the department of, you just refer to the commissioner of marine resources like we do for commissioner of education or ACF. So that's just a minor little picky thing on my part. Section 17 also amends the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund. This section relates to the fund distribution criteria for strategic plan and grants. And it basically says that rare or exemplary natural communities or ecosystems as determined by it should be just the department, not the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, because we are in the DIFW part of Title 12. So that's just another little picky technical amendment. Sections 18 through 27 amend Chapter 925, which is in the IFNW. So as you can see on page 4 of the bill, of my marked up bill, it just adds natural areas. So currently it's fish and wildlife management and research. And the new title would read fish, wildlife, and natural areas management and research. And then the rest of the changes, sections 19 through 27 of the bill amends subchapter 3. So it adds fish and wildlife or fish or wildlife throughout that subchapter. So you can sort of page through and see that sort of housekeeping change. Section 28 on page 12 of the bill, and I'm working off of the markup I gave you. This is another cornerstone of the bill. This is where it establishes the Natural Areas Research and Management subchapter in the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife part of the Title 12. So that's definitely a key piece of this bill, Section 28. And then moving on to Section 29, this simply corrects a cross-reference in Title 36, which is the taxation title. This particular provision relates to farm and open space tax law. So obviously, if you're going to repeal provisions, you need the correct cross-references. So that's what Section 29 does. And then Section 30, 31, and 32 enact or amend definitions in Title 38 in the Natural Resources Protection Act. So it adds a definition of critically imperiled, and then Section 32 of the bill relates to significant wildlife habitat, and current law reads habitats for state endangered and threatened species, and this adds of fish or wildlife to just sort of clarify that. Sections 33, 34, and 35 correct cross-references in Title 38. Section 33 of the bill has to do with cranberry cultivation. Section 34 has to do with alterations of freshwater wetlands. And Section 35 relates to creation of agricultural irrigation ponds. So it's simply correcting the cross-references. Section 36, actually the commissioner of IFNW, when she presented her testimony, suggested deleting this from the bill. And if you look at the back of my bill analysis, I did list some of the suggested amendments. So their reason for recommending striking Section 36 from the bill, that section adds the Department of IFNW to the consistency review of comprehensive plans done by the Municipal Planning Assistance Program. the Department of IF&W and other state agencies already review requests to provide comment and comprehensive plan consistency reviews. And so adding the Department of IF&W to the review process in Title 38 sets up a competing and duplicative process that would be unique to that department. So they would like to strike that section. And then sections 37 and 38 correct cross-references in Title 38 relating to performance standards for excavations and quarries, respectively. In terms of other suggested amendments, one other amendment that I'm aware of that the Department of IF&W brought up at the public hearing just relates to the summary, just to replace the last sentence that talks about the coordinator of the Natural Areas Program, replacing them with a person appointed by the commissioner who is responsible for monitoring natural areas. That's actually incorrect and not what the bill does. It should read instead, also replaces the coordinator of the Natural Areas Program with the commissioner of marine resources on the board of the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund. We already talked about 36, and then Maine Woodland Owners and Maine Forest Products Council also suggested another amendment. So if you look at page 13 of the bill, so this is the new subchapter 4 in the Department of IF&W part relating to the natural areas research and management. And section 12.822, the commissioner's authority regarding conservation and natural areas. Subsection 2 relates to the natural heritage database. And the suggested amendment was to kind of specify or clarify or make clear that the commissioner may not adopt rules to regulate plants and natural areas in the database. So I guess their point was, one concern that was raised is that the Natural Areas Program, you know, since it's being moved from the Department of ACF to IF&W, IF&W manages and regulates another public resource, and that's wildlife. So unlike wildlife, they point out that plants belong to the landowners. So MNAP is meant to be a voluntary, non-regulatory conservation of important natural resources. So they feel it would be worth making it clear that that the department may not adopt rules to regulate things that are in the database. Any questions?
Thank you for that brilliant presentation. I'm going to match it by opening the questions up with something that's not quite along in that same realm, which is I thought that this was really a simple transfer DIFW from DACF, but I'm learning that there are programmatic changes embedded in this, I think, the amendment. Can you make it really clear to me, outside of just all of the moving and correcting the language and the titles, outside of all of that transfer, what programmatic changes would we be making in the, I think it's in the adoption of the amendment?
Yeah, I attempted to sort of line up with what is currently under ACF with what's in IF&W now. And it's not, it's not just a copy and paste. So I can't answer that question right now.
I appreciate your honesty, because that's where I'm going to have to understand this bill a lot better for me to move forward. I need to understand the programmatic changes that we would be making with what was intended to be a simple transfer, years in the making, to IF&W. So for that, I would call for a corner caucus, because it's really not clear to me the substantive changes that we would be making under the umbrella of a simple transfer.
We'll come to call, Chris Kelly.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I sympathize with your concerns. My only statement would be that all the stakeholders have looked at this, and we haven't seen any opposition to this, and both departments, both the Ag Department and IFW, both have supported this, and a lot of them have seen it coming. So that would be my comment as why the bill should go forward. I have not seen any opposition to it, so it is big, it is comprehensive, but all the stakeholders, and most of them are in the room, have had a chance to thoroughly look this over and have not even come up with anything. So that's just my view.
I very much appreciate that, Senator Black. I guess my response would be, if the analyst can't even tell me the itemization of the programmatic changes, then someone's going to have to explain that to me. And if we've got all the stakeholders here, then don't be shy, because
you can answer the questions.
I think what I'd like to do is to take a moment.
Yep.
But prior to that, perhaps there is someone in the room that can articulate the programmatic changes. And I think Maine Audubon is here. And if Maine Audubon could come to the podium, and then if there are any other, Senator Black?
Yeah, from the biologist from the IFW.
Yep, we can hear from them next, and then we will do a corner caucus. Thank you. If you could state your name and your association and your residency for the record, that would be great.
Thank you, Senator Talbot Ross, Representative Pluker, members of the ACF committee. My name's Chess Gundrum, and I'm, thank you, the advocacy director for Maine Audubon. And I'm more than happy to be supportive to you in answering questions. But before I begin, just want to say that the director of the Maine Natural Areas Program is here, Molly Dougherty, who could answer some of the more particularities of what you're seeing. So before I go further, I might pitch it back to her, other than to say it is my understanding that when this committee voted on various budget matters, that there was a unanimous vote in support of moving the program from DACF to DIFW. So this is just sort of round two of that sort of procedural effort. But I'll leave it there unless you did have specific questions for me.
Thank you for that reminder. And perhaps we can hear from Director Dougherty.
Excellent. Thank you. I'll be here if you need me.
Director, if you could introduce yourself.
Yes. Good afternoon. Senator Talbot Ross, Representative Pluker, and members of the Standing Committee of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. My name is Molly Dougherty. I'm currently the director of the Maine Natural Areas Program. I live in China, Maine, and I've actually been the director of the Natural Areas Program for 31 years. So I'm very intimately familiar with the program. Just in response to your question overall about our intent here was to move our function as is over into IFW, and that with no changes. There was an amendment proposed, and while the amendment was proposed, the folks who proposed it noted that the language wasn't clear, and I don't think that I don't know if that's been rectified or not. But as originally proposed, the idea, well, only seven people is to move seven people from Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry over to Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, and it's pretty complicated. Just because we're cited in so many different places. And actually, one of the biggest advantages of this is the redundancy that's been there, because every place IFW was noted, so was the Natural Areas Program at ACF. And now it's going to be a one-stop, streamlined process and planning and work together on environmental review, identifying lands for acquisition, and working with developers to minimize and avoid impacts to at-risk species and habitats.
Thank you, Director. So the amendment then puts in place some programmatic changes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And could you state for the record if you're in favor of those programmatic changes? I understand the original bill, move as is, and now there are programmatic changes that are
For me right now, the language that I've saw as the amendment, I can't say I can support because it's too broad ranging. I think, and I also think it's precedent setting to be kind of moving in the direction they are, and it changes what the function is. And I was hoping that through this process, we'd just be moving the program over and actually not trying to change our function as we did it. So it's still unclear to me exactly what the impacts of the amendment are going to be because the language hasn't been solidified. So I would advocate that we move the program now. And let in the future for folks who might want to come in and change function that they do it another time.
I appreciate we appreciate your comments. Anything else for us to consider?
Anything? Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to clarify there was one small amendment from DIFNW. Commissioner, do you know what I'm referring to? It replaces the coordinator of the National Areas Program with a person appointed by the commissioner. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. Which other one am I thinking of, Karen?
Section 36, the next bullet.
Oh, thank you. Strike section 36 from the bill.
Yes, somebody went through it with a fine-tooth comb and they found redundancy. And that's correct, that should have been struck. That was an oversight on our part when we were putting things together.
So you would support that?
I support change. That. And I also support the Commissioner for Department of Inland of Marine Resources replacing me on the board of the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for the director? Thank you. Are there others that should...
Yes, me from Forest Broad Council.
Senator Black would like to bring someone from the Forest Council. Please just state your name and affiliation for the record.
I'm Bill Ferdinand with Eaton Peabody representing the Forest Products Council. This is in reference to the item that you guys were noting that Karen noted in our analysis. Along with the Maine Woodland Owners, we support the transfer of the program as Molly just described. The issue that arises is that you're moving a program that is non-regulatory at DACF over to an agency that has regulatory powers in a variety of things, including some of the things that are in this database. So what we were trying to do is preserve the status quo in terms of how this database is used for regulatory purposes. And so that was our attempt. We've been talking to the department about ways of stating that and not extending it and not reducing it, just sort of trying to keep it the same. And so we're trying to come up with language that just hits it just right so we don't expand or contract the regulatory uses of this database, because there is a potential once you put in a regulatory agency that has broad regulatory powers, someone, not even them, could say, well, you know what, we should regulate more things now. And that's not really what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to move the database and the staff from this agency to this agency and improve some efficiency. So that was the reason for this suggested language, but we're still kind of working that out. We probably could use Karen Netto's help to do that, just to make sure that we haven't changed anything inadvertently.
Thank you very much. Senator Black.
So we don't have any suggested amendment. We have suggested, but no amendments in front of us. Am I correct in saying that?
That is my understanding. We don't have the language.
Yeah, we've been tinkering, but we don't have the language for you right now, but we could use some help with that. Yeah.
Any questions? Yes, Senator Black.
So with your conversations with the department, would you and Maine Forest Products Council be at this, you're not at this time comfortable with just moving ahead?
We would want some language that just preserves the status quo for regulatory purposes. And, you know, we don't want to take anything away, but we don't want added either in it, because I do think if we don't do something, it is maybe an unintended consequence. So
could we Senator Black?
Could we have, you want to ask? Yeah.
Did you have a follow-up, Senator Black?
No, I was going to ask.
Okay. Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, the easiest way to maintain the status quo is to not pass this bill. And if you had the choice between not passing the bill or passing the bill without new, without additional language, would you choose ONTP in this case?
I think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Black.
I'm that nervous about it.
Madam Chair.
Senator Black.
Could we have Commissioner Camuso come up?
That's a great suggestion, Commissioner. Thank you. Could you just introduce yourself for the record?
Good afternoon, Senator Talbot Ross, Representative Plucker, members of the committee. I'm Judy Camuso, Commissioner of Maine Fish and Wildlife. Happy to answer any questions. I would say that I think for me, thank you. I think you've heard from everyone that the overwhelming support to move the program over to Fish and Wildlife, and I think that is critical. I think I appreciate Forest Products Council's angst around potential what may come, you know, further down the road when there's perhaps a different administration or different people petitioning the department. And I think, you know, we certainly have no intention of expanding our authority or regulating plants. The department has a long history of working with both our large landowners and small landowners on statewide. So we certainly have no intention to regulate plants, but I do respect that the landowners would like some assurance that that's not going to happen in the future. So I think it's, I don't think we're very far off from how to get there, but, I think if we work with your analyst perhaps and come up with some language that would be amenable to everyone.
Thank you, Commissioner. Senator Black.
I move to table this until we have more information.
Second.
Our amendment.
It's been moved and properly seconded to table. Just a show of hands. It is unanimous. LD 402 will be tabled. Thank you.
Thank you.